The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, teaches us Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah, whoever shows honor to the Torah, Gufa Mechubad Al Abrius, he will be honored by people. But Kol Mechalas HaTorah, and somebody who shows disrespect to the Torah, Gufa Mechal Al Abrius. So the Medrash Shmuel points out that in the first Mishnah of this parak, we learn that Ben Azai teaches us, Eizem Mechubid HaMechabid Es Habriyas. So we seem to have, points out the Medrash Shmuel, a machloikus of who is the individual, Eizem Mechubid, who is a person of honor. Is it, as our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says, someone who's Mechabid Es HaTorah, or is it someone who's Mechabed Es Habriyas? And he explains, the type of kavod that's given to Torah is a very different type of kavod that's given to people. People, certainly most people, many people, have a desire for kavod, have enjoyment from receiving kavod. When one gives kavod to the Torah, it doesn't really affect the Torah. The Torah is the Torah. The greatness of the Torah is the greatness of the Torah, no matter what. So what the Tanna is teaching us, what the Tanna is really teaching us is that there's two types of kavod. There's kavod that makes a difference, and there's kavod that doesn't make a difference. The kavod amish that doesn't make a difference to what you're giving the kavod. It makes difference to you. The Barbanel does say that Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah actually does have a practical application, because he says that what the Mishnah means to say is that there's a certain type of behavior that's expected of a Talmud Chacham. How he acts, how he dresses, how he behaves, and that's what he says is the definition of Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah. I saw in the Sefer Zichron Seifrim, he quotes the Sefer Kol Seifer, that he says, along with just quoted from the Barbanel, that Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah, the Kavana, when the Tana uses the word Kol, is that it doesn't mean being Mechabed the actual Torah. For as we said before, the Torah doesn't need our kavod, or doesn't get affected by our Torah, by our kavod. But what it means is that Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah means somebody who respects and shows kavod to the Lomdei Torah, to those that learn the Torah. By showing kavod to the Lomdei Torah, you show that Torah is important to you. The Sefer Divrei Shaar Chaim has a different approach. He says, sometimes you have individuals who try to tell people to act in the Derech HaTorah, act in the way that the Torah wants us to act, in Shmiras Torah, in Shmiras Mitzvahs, etc. But very often, those people are very unpopular. Nobody wants to hear Mussar. Tells us the Tana, the Kol HaMechabed Es HaTorah, if somebody doesn't think about himself and doesn't think, well, I'm going to say things which are going to make me unpopular, I'm going to live a life which isn't popular, people are going to speak about me in a derogatory fashion, tells us the Tana, gives us the Tana a guarantee. Kalam Chabres a Torah. If you begin with that goal of being Mechabed as a Torah, at the end, Gufay Mechubar al Abrius. The covered, all the problems that you will have had and all the disappointments you will have had will be fine at the end. But I saw from Rabbi Yeruchim Zatzal, he says, we could understand there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. We could understand there's a mitzvah to follow the mitzvahs and not do the averus that the Torah speaks about. But what is pshat when Aham Tana says, kol mechabres a Torah, or kol mechalas a Torah? So he says that what a person has to accomplish in this world is to come to recognition what is important and what is not important. As we say every Shabbos in Nishnas, Shekein Choyves Kol Etzurim, Lahoides, Lahalel, Lishabeich, Lefar, Leroyme, Lahadel, Levarach, Lala, Kaleis, Al Kol Divrei, Shiros, Vishishbachois, Dov Ben Yisha, Avdecha, Mashichecha. Choyves Kol Etzurim. What is our obligation? Our obligation is to come to recognition. Come recognition who Hashem is. Our obligation is to come to the recognition what the place of Torah is in the world. Kol HaMechabres HaTorah is a person that realizes what is important. And a Mechalas HaTorah is a person who has his priorities incorrect. The Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us, Hai Mandel the Boil Mahavi Chasida, if somebody wants to be a Chasid, Lekayim Mila de Brachas. Why is Brachas, why a knowing Hilchas Brachas, such an important part of our being a Chasid? Because a person who says Brachas recognizes that there's a God in the world, recognizes that everything comes from Hashem, everything is preordained from Hashem. That is what we are here for. And that's what Pshat in the Gemara, says Rabbi Yeruchim, in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Lechavar LeYushalayim, Elosh LeBaruch V'Torah Tchila. Yushalayim was destroyed because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Difficult Gemara to understand. Yes, of course, it's a mitzvah to say Birchas HaTorah. What an important mitzvah. But is the lack of saying Birchas HaTorah a reason for the destruction of Yerushalayim, from which we suffer galus for so many thousands of years? The answer is yes. When they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, it wasn't just that they didn't say the bracha, because they didn't recognize what's important. They didn't recognize that Torah is what's paramount in our lives. And that's what we're here for, to yes, recognize. And that's what this Tana teaches us. And that's why we find a very interesting machloikus. What is the pshat of Mechabres HaTorah? The Ba'at Tanura explains Mechabres HaTorah. Somebody who knows how to learn Torah, nobody knows how to explain every word of the Torah. Rashi says, is somebody who shows proper respect to the Torah. And the question is, why doesn't Rashi learn like their Bar Tanura? So I saw a beautiful pshat. To teach us that one has to learn Torah. To teach us that if one learns Torah, he'll get incredible schar. That's obvious. As the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis teaches us, Ayin Lo Rasa L'Kim Zulsecha, nobody could fathom the schar we get for learning Torah. What our Tana is teaching us is that it's much more. Our Tana is teaching us is and along with the pshat that we just quoted from Rabbi Yeruchim Zatzal, so understandable. Of course, learning Torah is critical. But our Tana is teaching us that there's another element, another very critical element. And that is the element of recognizing what's important, what's chashiv. That is not necessarily only achieved by learning Torah. Rather, that is achieved even just showing kavod Torah. Who do you show kavod to? You show kavod to something that's important. And this is what that represents. Rav Shlomo Kluger explains that the Medrash says, if a person is zoicha, you were the first in the creation of the world. But if not, the smallest ants were created before you. So the question is, what is it? Were we created first, or were we created last? The answer is, he suggests, that the neshama was created at the beginning. The neshama is a chelik elokai ma'amal. The ruchnius element of our lives comes first, was created first. The gashmius element was created last in the order of Masa Bereshis. And what the Medrash says is, emzocha adam, if a person is able to recognize what is truly valuable, what is truly important, he puts his neshama, he puts his ruchnius needs first, then he is the first in Masa Bereshis. He comes first. Then last, but if that's not what the person does, if the person thinks that gashmius is what's important, he has his priorities wrong, then yitish kadmach, that the ant was created before him. We need to know what's important, because that has such an important effect and a important influence what will be with our lives. Kol av mechabres ha-tayra, if we are mechabed, then even gufay, even our gashmius, will be connected to our ruchnius, and it will be mechubit.